Attacks in the last 2 weeks have left dozens of children killed, at least 12 raped and others abducted or recruited to fight in Unity State, according to eyewitness accounts received by UNICEF. The agency has described a total breakdown in law and order in the northern state as armed groups try to make opportunistic advances before the rains halt their progress. UNICEF officer Jonathan Veitch told how one young mother described being attacked by armed boys.
She says that when the attackers came, they came from Mayom. They took the belongings that we were carrying and they threw me in the fire. When they saw me with my twins, they tried to take them away from me. I said that they would have to kill me first. They were just boys, 16 or 17 years old. We went to the swamps and we stayed there until it was night. When we left to come here, there were many dead bodies on the road. It was a mix of girls, boys and men. They shot them all.
The woman is now in a camp guarded by the UN mission in South Sudan, along with 4,000 others. But many more remain in hiding in swamps, according to UNICEF, which says it's unclear who's in control of the armed groups that are responsible for breaches of international humanitarian law. Survivors told the agency that soldiers are killing their children to prevent revenge attacks in future. The situation in the UN base, known as a Protection of Civilian Camp, or POC, is also complicated by the need to keep warring factions apart. And those in hiding urgently need help, the UNICEF officer said, but the agency has no access to its facilities in Bentiu and Malakam.
Because of the fighting that's been going on, we haven't been able to fly in. We're trying to fly in every day, and we hope we can gain access to those areas soon. But we have staff on the ground, at least in the POCs, where there's large numbers of IDPs. So if they get to the POC, children can be protected. But outside the camps, it's very difficult. The access has been zero over the last couple of weeks since the violence really escalated.
An estimated 13,000 children have been forcibly recruited by warring sides in the conflict which erupted 20 months ago, UNICEF says. The majority are with opposition forces, but significant numbers are also on the government side, according to the UN agency. Daniel Johnson, United Nations.